At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thank you so much for joining us. This is what we like to call the morning buzz. And it's great to have the morning buzz go on. And we appreciate everyone who's joined us over on YouTube. It's interesting for me as an audiophile to hear people talk about how they're only consuming podcasts on YouTube. Like, that's a really interesting thing to me that I'm hearing as far as your feedback, like inside the comments and all of that. So we welcome everyone from YouTube. If you have not subscribed, you don't owe any money. Like, this is not a Patreon thing, or We're going to go with the ad revenue thing. That's going to be our model for a while. I haven't been very comfortable with the idea of putting things behind a paywall. So the way that the content is going to be monetized is by ads. And we'll do what we have to do. If you hear some noise in the background, my guy Marcus, who's an excellent landscaper, is doing some work. So you might hear some stuff like outside of my studio. So don't freak out when you hear that. It's not a chainsaw and no one's chasing me, but my patio is having some issues and it needs to be redone before the winter comes. So Marcus is taking care of that. So if you hear stuff, that's what it is that you're going to be hearing. I'm happy to be back in my own studio, but I had a blast yesterday hanging out and being at Wonderverse out in Oak Brook. That place was amazing. Like, I didn't know what to expect, to tell you the truth. I wasn't sure on how all of this was going to go, but it went really well. And it was great because I love... Ever since the things broke bad at NBC Chicago, when we knew that the end was near over there, I was trying to figure out if I was going to be doing like football after, once the season began, because NBC Sports Chicago stopped broadcasting last week. And now CHSN, like, I wasn't really on the radar to be a part of the CHSN stuff. And with the shift change, there's almost no way that I could do stuff over there. Plus, they're still growing things. So I'm not trying to throw shade or anything. It's just I wasn't one of the first people that they were going to contact to do stuff on linear. They did contact me to do some stuff for digital, but I can't. I think I talked about it a little bit last week, but the way that the deals work with Odyssey, I can't just start like a new podcast. I can do House of L because House of L has been grandfathered in, and I brought it to Odyssey first. They declined. And so I was able to build my own little thing. If it comes up again in contract negotiations, it's like it's happened a couple times because House of L is 6 years old. So I've signed two different contracts since then and it's come up, but they haven't wanted to partner with House of L. They've just kind of wanted to annex it. And at this point, like I'm an actual company, a small one and a company of one, but I'm a company. Like I actually pay out and pay people and all that stuff. So if it comes up again, it'll be interesting to see what the negotiation is, especially with the growth of the YouTube page. But I can't do another podcast. I can guest on a podcast. If trying to think of my favorite podcast, if Mark Maron wanted me to come on and be on his podcast, I could do it. If Dominique Foxworth wanted me to come on and talk about the Bears, I could do that. I could even probably go on a podcast for CHSN. I just can't host one. And you're not going to be able to get away with doing it every week. So that's the what. And honestly, like I've been trying to figure out if I just needed a break and this was the universe telling me that I needed a break from doing like big time Bears coverage. And I got to tell you, the opportunity to go and do stuff with Olin and Patrick on the radio was a lot of fun. Now, it was a long damn day to do the pregame at 9 and then the post, watch the game, and then the post game at 3, and you're on the road. Like I didn't make it back home until, so I left my house at 7:45 and I made it back around 7:30. And you know, that's a, for someone who does radio, that's a really, really long day, but it was so worth it, man. Like I love being able to talk to those guys, especially because they're guys that I covered. And I have a relationship with them. And that's a hard thing to build. Like it's been built. I mean, in Olin's case, I've literally known Olin for 25 years. And Patrick not too far behind that. And being able to work with them in a broadcasting space, whether it's at the Score or with Olin over at NBC, has been wonderful. Like you get different perspective. You get to see the game in a much different way. Man, Olin told a story yesterday about, because I take filling in for Mully on that show like really seriously, because I know the level of football knowledge and history that he has, and I want to make sure that if I sit in the chair that I do right by the type of stuff that he does on the air. So I was listening to a couple of podcasts out of Charlotte, and I came across Jake DeLome and Jordan Gross do a podcast together, and they were telling stories about beating the Bears in the 2005 season and 2006 playoffs. And it was great. It was one of those things where I wasn't quite sure how it would go. Like I didn't want Olin and Patrick to think that I was disrespecting them by bringing it back. But what it brought about was this incredible conversation where Olin is talking about how important Cedric Benson was to the team that went to the Super Bowl. And we know that Thomas Jones and Cedric Benson butted heads. And I thought that Olin explaining how it worked, I never really thought of it from the perspective of Cedric Benson softening up defenses so that Thomas Jones could do work, and how those two could have worked together going forward, but Jerry Angelo ended up trading Thomas Jones. To this day, TJ will tell you it was, he didn't want to leave. You know, that the Super Bowl still haunts him to the point where he doesn't watch the Super Bowl anymore. And he loved being in Chicago. But it was just great to get that information, to watch the game with those guys. I've absolutely like missed that, to be able to watch and pick the brains of someone like Patrick or Olin or Lance or Alex or Matt or Coach Wanstead or Jim Miller, like when we started. Like, I've been missing that. And it was good to be able to kind of swim in those waters again and just kind of hang out with those guys and test what I know and what I've covered with what they know kind of inherently. And you find out like how deficient you are in those areas and you try to get better. But it's always been my experience that those guys respect when you're trying to get better. And they respect if you ask questions about it and how things are done. So I really like that. Like, it's funny because there's going to be some other opportunities for me in television. Like, I know that. Like, I've already been contacted by someone and I'm interested in it being a thing. I mean, I haven't signed anything, so I'm not going to say who it is, but it's local. And I'm excited about it. But Mitch said to me something that stuck with me for a while. And he said this to me a few weeks ago because he was concerned. Like, he's a really good boss. And he was concerned. He's like, I know that all of this stuff at NBC Sports Chicago is a big deal to you. And I want you to know that there are opportunities for you here. And I was like, oh. You know, like, you don't think of it that way because the score is my full-time job. You don't really think of it as, well, is there extra stuff for you to do? And not even for money. Like, for the most part, the money that I would make in like a part-time job, at this point, I have to choose, like, is it worth me doing compared to like doing this? And now the House of L has grown in the way that it does, I don't really have to take on any outside projects. This is the outside project for me. And luckily, you have great sponsors like Remy Martin and others that have joined. And now with the growth of YouTube, I get to kind of call my shots when it comes to part-time work, which is great. And it gives me an opportunity to kind of pick and choose. Like, do I want to work 6 days a week? Do I want to work 6 days a week, two times a month? That sort of thing. Along with all of the heavy lifting of running this company by myself and putting up all the stuff. So, I mean, like, when I tell you that I am appreciative of your support of House of L, I'm not kidding with you. Like, it's had a tremendous impact on me.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeld-Wen. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeld-Wen windows today. View our entire selection of Jeld-Wen windows on Menards.com. Plus the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But as soon as Mitch said that to me, hey man, you know, there are opportunities for you here. I started to really think about how I can do more stuff, you know, where if Porth calls me and he's like, hey, what do you think about filling in on pre and post game show? Well, yeah, that gives me some access to guys that I really appreciate and love working with. I know that it's hard to believe because of Olin's kind of his reputation, his gruff exterior. I love working with him. And the reason why is he's very giving. Like I know because I was there in locker rooms and I've talked to a lot of his teammates, basically all of his teammates. And I know that it's not always fun to be led by Olin in that arena, but in this arena, it is. And a lot of times people just want you to listen and pay attention. And if you do, you could end up learning something really valuable. So I always look forward to him being in those rooms and explaining stuff in a very simple way for me. Like, I understand that he is dumbing it down so that I can understand what he's talking about. And he might be more comfortable where it's him. Like, if I were to put him and Patrick and Matt Bowen in a room, the conversation, and said, you know, you don't have to worry about like dumbing it down for me. The types of conversations that those guys would have would blow your mind. And so I appreciate that they will kind of, you know, drag me along for the ride and break it down and explain it to me. I also think that Patrick has just become this incredible communicator, you know, like he's figured the whole thing out. And I'm not surprised, like super smart guy, was always smart when you were in the locker room. I did joke that with Olin, so I'm not speaking out of school. I was like, it's still hard for me to believe that Olin is a member of the media. It's hard for me to believe that he still lives here instead of going back to Hawaii. But, you know, his kids have grown up here, so, and he loves it here. So you put that together and you see this, you know, second act of players' careers, and it's really, really dope. And I appreciate everything that over the last decade, let's call it the last decade, but I think it's technically the last 7 years of the stuff that we've done. Me, Alex, Lance, Olin, Matt, Coach, Jim Miller, and now getting a chance to kind of sit in occasionally on the radio side, having that access is wild. And learning the things that you don't know or didn't know, or being like, wait, I thought this happened. And then they're like, well, that kind of happened, but really what happened was duh, duh, duh. It's cool. So I don't know if I have any real lessons from this. I just wanted to share that as my career continues, it's nice to know that there are people that are looking out for you. And I know that one of the things that's been cool about like working with Mitch is I think he's probably got me figured out pretty well. That he understands that I won't say anything when I am in pain, or I won't bring anything that's happening personally to the airwaves. Like I really do believe in, as much as I try to keep it a buck with the audience, that you leave your problems outside the studio for the most part, you know, and you come to work and you do your job. But he's figured some of that stuff out. He also has figured out that it is rare that I will ask for help. And I think now he started to be like, look, you don't have to do all of this stuff by yourself. He knows that I was hurt. Not that anyone hurt me specifically, but it hurt for me to see NBC Sports Chicago go away and not have this thing that I felt like I helped build anymore. And him being like, yeah, you can do other stuff and you can do it here. I'm really excited too, because we've already, and so like it opened up my brain, him being that perceptive opened up my brain. And so I said to him that there was a project that I wanted to work on, and I'm working on it for free because it's a good partnership, and you're going to see a portion of it later on this week. I'm really looking forward to you seeing it because it's a story that I've wanted to do, and I pitched it to a couple of different places. And then I was like, wait a minute, I can, like Mitch said, there's opportunities for you here. So I pitched it to the Score. Kelvin Kiptum, the marathoner who set the record in Chicago last year, I don't know if you know this, but he died. He passed away after a car accident in Kenya. And with the marathon coming up this week, I was like, this is a big story as far as I'm concerned, and there should be more to it. So I sat down with Mitch and Kevin Cassidy, and I said, here's my idea where House of L and the Score could partner. So later on this week, I'm going to drop it here on House of L. Carrie Pinkowski, who runs the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, and I sat down, and we did like 15 minutes where we were talking about the life of Kelvin Kiptum. And I said to Mitch, here's what I'll do. If the Score lets me have the video so that I can put it on House of L's YouTube, I'll do a feature piece for the marathon broadcast. So they're going to give me 3 minutes to think of it like what Jen Latta does or Tom Rinaldi does on College Game Day. I'm going to have 3 minutes to put together a feature from the interview and a couple of other places that'll run inside the marathon. But you're going to see the entire interview with Carrie Pinkowski. And I can tell you that it's really amazing. Really amazing. I think that the marathon people are doing right by the legacy and the history of Kelvin Kiptum. And I honestly cannot wait for you to see it. I just want to finish it up a little bit and finish a little bit more work on it. But the Score, they let me use the performance studio to do the interview. They set it up really, really nicely. And so I'm like jacked for you to be able to see this play out and it to run on House of L. And I don't need a lot, man. Like, as far as support goes from people in the workplace, I don't really need a lot. I'm fairly self-sufficient. But this is an example of what it can look like when you get support from your bosses in this industry. I don't need Mitch to pay me for this. This was a creative outlet. This was, hey, I want to try something. And him being like, try it. Like, go do it. And I'm thankful for that. I thrive on creativity. Like, I thrive on trying different things. And so this was a growth opportunity that was beneficial to the Score and for me and for House of L. And you can't beat that. You really can't. So I have a lot of respect for the way that I am managed. And all of us that are on the air, all of the creatives that are on the air need different things. And I don't need a lot, but what I need a lot of, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not in Mitch's office like every day being like, I need this. But if I come to him, because it's hard for me to ask for help, but if I come to him and I say, I need this, or I need a day off, or I need a few days off, he gets it. And he's like, okay. There have been times in my career where Mitch has told me to go home. And not like in an I'm a suspended way, where he's like, yeah, tomorrow, don't come here. What do you mean? Take the day off and go sit on the point. Get your mind right. Like, oh, okay. And then you feel good. But to be able to do it with the work and have creativity be a part of it, man. It's really dope. So I thank him, and I cannot wait. It'll be the next thing that posts, unless there's some sort of like crazy breaking news. It'll be the next thing to post on the House of L YouTube page. And I found it to be incredibly inspiring, like the marathon often is, but being able to talk with someone who really knew Kelvin Kiptum and the impact he had on the running world and on Chicago and on Kenya. I can't wait for you to see this interview. And it'll be the next thing that pops up here. Thanks to everyone who has who's helped made the YouTube page really strong. Thanks to everyone who's listening on Spotify and on Apple. It's appreciated how much love you show this podcast. And we'll continue to do great things. At least I hope we'll continue to do great things. And thanks to Remy Martin, our partner, who keeps me in these cool hats. I got to tell you, I look 80s AF right now. Beastie Boys hoodie, the Remy Martin bucket hat. EPMD would be proud. So that's it. That's all we got. We ain't got nothing but guts. Thanks again for your support. If you're listening on Spotify or on Apple, you can still help us with a 5-star review. If that's your preferred way to listen to the show, I'm good with that. If you want to come and join us over on YouTube, you're welcome there as well. Thanks for helping the numbers keep growing. This very small company is doing really well, and that's because of you. So thanks. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.